becomes a member of the church, he has what?
Joined the church.
And what does the preacher do on Sunday?
Preaches.
And what does he preach? What do you call his?
Sermon.
And if you liked the hymn that the choir sang on this particular Sunday, you might go up to the somebody in the choir after the service and say that was a
beautiful hymn.
And the person who is in charge, at least I don't know whether it's true, sometimes in the larger churches they have the minister, and then they have the minister of
same song.
Yeah, or another word for it.
I know
just
it.
Plain.
Mm-hmm. Music.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the old fellow with horns and a tail?
Devil.
Are there any other terms that you use for it?
Satan.
All right, or sort of joking terms. And you might tell a little kid that the what will get you.
Devil. Or the bad man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've heard that. Have you ever used the booger man?
Yeah. I've heard that too.
What do you call the things that are supposed to be around old houses and scare people?
Ghosts.
Do you ever call those anything else?
Haunt? No.
I've heard that, both of them.
How'd you say? Spooks. Yeah.
Do you ever hear called hants?
No. Yeah, I guess I have. I've heard old-fashioned people say hands.
Mm-hmm. And then what do you call a house that's supposed to have these spooks in it?
Haunted house. Mm-hmm. Haunted house or something. I've heard old people say that.
Yeah, that's
that
too. suppose you want to do one thing and somebody else wants you to do another, and you say, they say, come on and do this, and you say, no,
I would rather not.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever use that, let's see. Suppose it's just a little bit cold this morning, and you walk outside and you say, well, it's
quite chilly.
Mm-hmm. Or is there any other way you might say it?
I said chilly and quite brisk.
You ever say it's kind of cold?
Kind of cold.
Then somebody asks you something, and you know that they should know it already, that this is right, and you say, why? But you simply want to agree with them, but you want to agree very emphatically. So you say, why?
I'm sure it's so, I guess.
Or then you might not even make that long a sentence. Mm-hmm. You might just say,
sure.
How do you greet a friend if you meet him on the street?
Good morning. Hello.
And after you said hello or good morning, well, you might say what?